Hi, this is Dennis Cometti, and you're listening to the Monday Waffle.
Episode 14 of the Monday Waffle podcast for season 2017. My name is Luke Shipway, and I'm your host on today's show. Much like the national competition, the waffle seems to be very even in season 2017. Claremont, Peel Thunder and Swan Districts all had wins on Saturday to improve their finals chances, while South Fremantle was able to come from behind on Sunday to defeat Perth. Claremont was able to win a nail-biting game against West Perth on Saturday with a shot after the siren, giving West Perth a chance to win the game, but unfortunately for them, it went through for a behind. While Peel was able to defeat East Fremantle in a very low-scoring affair, and Swan Districts had an impressive victory over East Perth, with Subiaco clear on top of the ladder and South Fremantle's win yesterday steadying them in second position, it looks like five teams will be competing for the remaining three spots in the finals. Claremont, Peel, Swan Districts, East Perth and West Perth.
Don't forget to go to the Monday Waffle Facebook page and throw us a like and follow us on Twitter.
Looking at the round 14 matches in the West Australian Football League now, and first off we're going to look at East Fremantle versus Peel Thunder at East Fremantle Oval, which was played on Saturday, and the reigning premiers in Peel were able to win the match by 36 points in a very, very low scoring contest over there at East Fremantle Oval. There was only 7 goals scored in the first 3 quarters, and the final score was 9-12-66 for Peel to 3-12-30 for East Fremantle. For Peel, a name that you don't usually see in the goals, Zach Dawson, a very well-known AFL defender for Fremantle and previously for St Kilda, he had 2 goals on the weekend for Peel, along with 15 touches and 7 marks. Matt Tabana, another Fremantle Docker-listed player, he had 17 disposals, 8 marks and 2 goals, but they were both outscored by Rory O'Brien, who had 3 goals and 23 touches for the Thunder. In defence, Ethan Hughes had 26 disposals, while Garrick Ibbotson and Sam Collins had 24 and 15 apiece. For East Fremantle, Matthew Watson had been in good form in the ruck for the Sharks, and again he continued that with 23 disposals, 7 marks and 18 hitouts, while Jaden Schofield had 28 touches, 8 marks, and Cam Yearley also had 27 disposals for the Sharks. They were some of the shining lights for the Sharks in the defeat. By quarter time, Peel were ahead by 9 points, and at half time they had increased their lead to 17. The third quarter saw only 1 goal kicked in that quarter, and that was to the East Fremantle, so Peel only held a slim margin of 7 points heading into the last quarter. They were able to kick away in the last quarter and then come out victors by 36 points. Now to the Swan Districts vs East Perth matchup that was played on Saturday afternoon, and Swan Districts were able to return to some good form to hold its spot in the top 5 with a 26-point victory against East Perth at Steel Blue Oval. The final score was 14-6-90 for Swan Districts to 9-10-64 for East Perth. The win improved Swan Districts to 7-5 on the season, while East Perth slipped to 5-7 and land in 7th position. Ricky Carey put on a show for Swan Districts and he kicked 7 goals on the afternoon, a great performance from him. One thing that many Swan District supporters have been looking for is Jamie Bunnell. Earlier in the season when the Swans were winning many games, Jamie Bunnell was providing a lot of run off halfback, and he did that again on Saturday with 31 disposals and 12 marks. Corey Galt had to battle 2 West Coast Eagles in the ruck in Scott Lysette and Jonathan Giles, but he had a good performance with 22 disposals, 6 marks and 19 hitouts. Ryan Crowley had returned from injury and impressed with 21 disposals, along with David Ellard, who had 25 disposals. The 2 ex-AFL stars provided some much-needed run for the midfield for the Swan Districts. Scott Lysette, as I said, he was in the ruck for East Perth. He had 21 disposals and 36 hitouts, so a good game for him in a losing team, while Luke Partington is looking to get called up by the West Coast Eagles with an impressive 28 disposals, 4 goals match for the Royals. A couple of Eagles that are trying to make their way back in the side for West Coast, Chris Marston and Sherrod Wellingham. Marston had 33 and Wellingham had 21 disposals, so they're not doing their chances any harm in getting back into that Eagles squad. Swan Districts led at every break throughout the match on Saturday, with leading by 13 at quarter time, 15 at halftime, and after a big third quarter, they led by 41 points. East Perth were able to win the last quarter, but Swan Districts still had on to win the game by 26 points. I'm now joined on the Monday Waffle podcast by Radio Edge Waffle commentator Jimmy Williams. Jimmy was down at the Claremont West Perth match at Claremont Oval there. Jimmy, how'd you see the match on the weekend? It was a really close affair.
It really was, Luke, and well, West Perth really kicked themselves out of winning the game. In the fourth quarter, they had all of the play and all of the possession, but they just couldn't make the most of it on the scoreboard. And of course, for those who are at the ground or maybe listening via the Waffle app, may have heard there was a shot after the zone to win the game. Young Corey Chalmers had a chance, real tight in the left forward pocket, to kick what would have been the winning goal after the zone, but he nicked to the near side and just couldn't get it done. It was an extremely tough kick. Didn't really have much, a lot of chance, of course, to kick it, but I chatted with Corey a little earlier this morning, in fact, and he was a bit disappointed. But as you know, Luke, footy doesn't come down just to one moment in a match, and I know the Falcons were disappointed with how they played, but I was really impressed with the way Jai Bolton was able to shake the tag of Dean Munns and his leadership on the field. There was a little bit of argy-bargy going on, but his leadership and, yeah, a ton of the ball, and that really helped get Claremont over the line.
So Claremont, they've been able to win their last three matches since reopening the Claremont over down there. I mean, can you just tell us how the facilities are down there and how you think that may be affecting their play?
Yeah, well, they're really making it a fortress, aren't they, Luke? Like you said, last three they've won and they're performing really well, and it looks like they're getting, I think it was about 1,600 people at the ground on Saturday. So they're really getting some support down there, and aren't the facilities just fantastic? If you haven't been, you're a Waffle supporter, or in fact, just a Claremont supporter, I would highly recommend getting down. But they've really, you know, kept their season alive now. It's really made it interesting. You know, East Perth themselves, and of course, the Swan Districts upsetting East Perth on the weekend. Going to make it interesting to see who can hold on to maybe round out the top four and five, of course, Subiaco, Peel, and the South Fremantle Bulldogs in the top three at the moment. But, whoever can, you know, really hit form now, and that's what Claremont are doing, will probably have that advantage of perhaps fourth or fifth spot.
And that's, yeah, that's one thing that West Perth, they would have been looking forward to the Claremont match, having beaten them previously in the season, as possibly getting another win on the board for them to improve their finals chances. But with the defeat now, everything is kind of sort of evening up there in the middle parts of the top five to see who's going to be able to play finals this year. So it's looking forward to a very even round, even season,
Yeah, you're spot on, Luke. And the West Perth Falcons have got another tough game this week against Subiaco at their home circuit. Subiaco in recent times has held the wood over them, so it'll be interesting to see how they can bounce back. Can they manage a win in front of their home fans and get back into cementing their spot in that top five, of course, to play finals? But the big thing and the big test this week, Luke, will be they have to find another avenue to goal. On the weekend, Tyler Keitel was excellent and booted four goals, but the Falcons just couldn't seem to find any other avenues for the big sticks. Rudy Riddock was good in patches, but wasn't his best game for the club. Andrew Strike sort of moved around in the forward 50 and played up the ground a little bit. And Michael Lowry, I think, only managed to kick one goal as well. So they really have to relieve the pressure, and their forward line certainly isn't functioning the way it was in the early parts of the season, and I'm sure Bill Monaghan, the league coach, will be looking to rectify that as they take on Subi this week.
Jimmy, I really appreciate your time in having a chat to me. Once again, Jimmy Williams, Radio Edge Waffle commentator. He was at the West Perth Claremont game. And Jimmy, have a good Monday.
Good on you, Luke. Thanks, mate.
Just to give you that final score in that Claremont-West Perth match, Claremont were able to come out on top 14-6-90 to 12-16-88.
Look, I say these things, but I don't write them. Pop the confetti, I'm Dennis Cometti. Listen to the Monday Waffle. Oh, yeah.
Come on. The South Fremantle vs Perth matchup, the game that was played yesterday afternoon, the only Sunday matchup in the West Australian Football League for round 14. And Perth got off to a cracking start. They led by as much as 29 points in the first quarter, but South Fremantle, they kicked 22 of the last 23 goals in the match to win by 110 points. The final score was 25-13, 163 to 7-11-53. Callum Papertalk for Perth, he kicked four goals. He kicked his fourth goal in the 5-minute mark of the second quarter. After that, They didn't kick another goal for 50 minutes, did Perth? So South Fremantle, after that time, they put their foot down and they did not let Perth touch the scoreboard for a very long time. For South Fremantle, Blaine Johnson, 9 goals, a career best. Corey DeLolio, 6 goals, a career best. Mason Shaw, 5 goals. Those three guys kicked heaps of goals. And along with Hayden Shaw, he had 32 touches, 14 marks and 4 goals, playing through the midfield. So a great game by him, and he continues his red-hot form. Shane Hockey had 36 disposals for the Bulldogs, while Blaine Wilson was a rock down back with 24 disposals and 12 marks. As I mentioned before, Perth jumped out to an early lead. Callum Papertalk, he'd kicked 4 goals. He played well for Perth, but just was nowhere to be seen, even after that 5-minute mark in the second quarter. Aidan Troppiano, the former Sandover medalist, he had 24 disposals and 13 tackles for the Demons. And someone that doesn't, he's not, you know, lighting up the stat sheet, but Mitch Henderson did well as a tagging role onto Tim Kelly. So although they lost by 110 points, it was a positive there. But Perth, they led by 21 points at quarter time. South Fremantle, after that 5th minute mark in the second quarter, they jumped out to a lead, 25 points at halftime. 53 points at three-quarter time for South Fremantle, and then eventually won by 110 points. And it looks like South Fremantle are steadying there in second position behind Subiaco, and it's just going to be for the remainder of the teams in the West Australian Football League to fight over those last 3 spots in the top 5.
If you're loving the Monday Waffle podcast, make sure you head to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Monday Waffle, for more awesome content. And while you're there, give us a like.
It's just me again on the podcast today, so we're not going to have our usual Tash's Tips or Poppy's Picks. They'll be back shortly for all the listeners out there wondering where these tipping segments gone. Few people are away at the moment. We'll get them back and we'll get the tipping segments back up and running and update the leaderboard for you. But in the meantime, I'll give you my tips for round 15. And we're kicking off with West Perth and Subiaco. And I'm going to have to tip Subiaco on that one, despite it being at HBF Arena, the home ground of the Falcons. Subiaco just been too good lately, and I'm going to back them to continue on their winning ways. The next matchup is East Perth versus East Fremantle at Leaderville Oval. And I'm going to have to back East Perth there. East Fremantle just been struggling all year, and I think East Perth will be able to bounce back after the loss on the weekend to defeat East Fremantle. The next matchup is Peel versus Claremont in Peel at Bendigo Bank Stadium. This is a tough one to pick here, but I'm going to go with my gut, and I'm going to go with Claremont. Despite it being away, I think Claremont, on the back of 3 wins at the reopening of the Claremont Oval, I think they're going to be on a high. They're going to carry some momentum over and defeat the Thunder. And the last match is Perth versus Swan Districts at Lathlane Park, and I'm going to back the Swans to continue the form that they had on the weekend to defeat the Demons. Looking at the ladder now after round 14 in the West Australian Football League, and as I said at the start of the show, it's very even. You have Subiaco who are on top. They have won 11 matches, and they look clear there, and they look like if they win the next couple of matches, that they will secure that minor premiership. South Fremantle, after a big win against Perth on the weekend, they have 9 wins. They sit in second spot. Peel Thunder have 7 wins and they're in 3rd just on percentage, with Swan Districts also have 7 wins and they're in 4th, just ahead of West Perth, who also has 7 wins on percentage. Claremont are in 6th on 6 wins, East Perth are in 7th on 5 wins, Perth is in 8th on 2 wins, and East Fremantle is in 9th on 1 win. So it's really looking like the 3 till 7 are going to be battling it out for those spots in the top 5. And I like the way Claremont are going, and I think Claremont can carry this momentum over with the new the reopening of the Claremont Oval, and they can probably sneak into that top 5 if any one of Peel, Swan Districts, or West Perth slip up again. Claremont could be in there. Just looking ahead to round 15 in the Waffle, I'll just give you the matches again and where they're being played and what time. Every single match in round 15 is on Saturday, the 1st of July. They're all at 2:15 p.m. West Perth Subiaco's at HBF Arena in Joondalup. East Perth and East Fremantle's at Leaderville Oval. Peel vs Claremont is at Bendigo Bank Stadium in Mandurah. And Perth vs Swan Districts is at Lathlane Park. That's all I have today for episode 14 of the Monday Waffle podcast for season 2017. My name is Luke Shipway, and make sure you tune in next week for episode 15 of the Monday Waffle podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle, proudly brought to you by the students from ECU Broadcasting.